It's a new week. The old is gone, the new is here. It's time to shake off the past and prepare for a bigger future. Get your game faces on, grab a notebook, get ready to get focused and hit the week hard with your weekly fight plan. Each Sunday, you're going to get motivation, encouragement, and an occasional kick in the ass to propel you toward bigger success. Let's go. Welcome to the weekly fight plan. Today, I want to talk about silence. Now, we talk about silence a lot in the Contractor Sales Academy, that when you're in the sales process, one of the best things you could do is shut your damn mouth and not barf all over people. But I want to jump out of the sales mindset here for a minute, and I just want to talk in general about three areas that silence separates. It puts distance between you and others. It puts distance between you and the person that you want to be. Puts distance between you and where you want to take your business. And what I mean is this. First area of silence that really hurts us is the area of our self-talk. We're always saying something to ourselves. Our brain is always has a message going on, all right? Our subconscious, you know, it's said that our brain has 70 to 90,000 thoughts per day. Just think about that for a second. Now, here's the creepy part. All the brain experts will tell you that 90% of those thoughts are the same thoughts as the day before and mostly negative. So think about that for a minute. So what does this have to do with your self-talk? See, if your self-talk is happening on autopilot through your subconscious, it's just you're going through your day and things are popping into your brain and shit, half these things we're not even aware of because our subconscious is picking up on it. You are basically allowing whatever to happen, whatever's going to happen is just going to happen based on autopilot instead of intentionally telling yourself the things that you need to tell yourself in order to grow and develop and become the person that you want to be. And so silence separates us when we're not intentionally sending the right message to our brain, to our subconscious, to ourself. If we're not taking control of our thoughts and we're silent about that, we're going to be separated further from the person that we want to be. Because remember, your thoughts, okay, what you put into your brain, the things that you intentionally think, the things that you intentionally or unintentionally think, eventually become your beliefs. And then your beliefs become your actions, and your actions become your results. So I want to encourage you today to not allow there to be silence when it comes to your self-talk. Make sure that the self-talk that you're having, first of all, that you're not quiet when talking to yourself, and second, that you're telling yourself the right things. And so, for instance, it might be, you might wake up in the morning and look in the mirror like I know some people do, and I do on occasion. I look in the mirror and I literally go, you're a badass motherfucker. Or I will look in the mirror and I will tell myself throughout the day, I'll write it down on my daily attack plan sheet that I have, where the first box that I write in there is the intentional thoughts I want to put in my brain. Like, hey, I am a focused professional. I am a badass motherfucker. I'm a great dad. Whatever it might be, okay, whatever you want to intentionally inject into your brain, you have to take control of that self-talk. You got to look at it several times a day and make that part of your language. Otherwise, there's just silence going on, and that sucks. All right, second area that silence separates is our relationships. It could be with a spouse, with our kids, with a coworker. Doesn't matter. Boyfriend, girlfriend. If I look back at the problems I've had in my life with relationships, and I don't care who the relationship is with, doesn't matter. The God's honest truth is that pretty much every single time that I've had a problem in a relationship, it comes down to me being too quiet. Okay, meaning I'm not sharing what's going on inside of me. I'm not, or if I am, I'm screwing it up and I'm making assumptions, right? So I want to encourage all of us to not allow ourselves to stuff things. Because the more silence we have in our relationships with anybody, the more distance there is between us. So I want you to try this, okay? And I'm going to give you some challenges at the end. In fact, I'm going to wait. I'll just wait a minute. The challenges that I'm going to have for you guys at the end are going to relate to this relationship thing. So I want to move on to the third thing here quickly because I don't want to drag this on. My whole goal here is to get you up and running for the week and making sure that you are implementing some of this stuff. Third thing, third place that we are often too silent is our business. All right. So as a contractor, you might sell a job in May and not do it till August. And in between, you're quiet. You can hear crickets. You're not even around. You're not even on the radar. And then they start having buyer's remorse. And then maybe they hire somebody else because they haven't heard from you or whatever. They have all this fear and anxiety and they don't know what's going on and this and that. And it's a big complaint that people have about contractors that we don't communicate well. All right. I call that minding the gap. If you go to London and you ride the subway like I did many, many years ago and you get on and off, it's like mind the gap, the little voice. And they don't want you to step in between the rail or the train and the platform, right? Well, the gap in your contracting business, one of the gaps is the time between when you sell the job and do the job. How can you mind the gap? How can you not allow there to be silence in there, but how can you encourage them? How can you give them tips on how to get their home ready for your crew to come or just some follow-up calls and just saying, hey, I just was thinking about you. I know we're not coming out there for another month, but just wanted to make sure that we're doing some cool things behind the scenes, getting ready for your project. We're excited. Whatever it is, that's going to draw you closer together, and it's going to make the experience better. So silence in your business with you and your customers or you and your employees, that goes to relationships though, right? You and your customers and stuff, the silence is going to create a bigger gap between you and them, and it's going to make everything more difficult down the road. Do you know that most small contractors in America are making $50,000 to $60,000 a year? That's ridiculous. You're out there busting your ass every day to beautify people's homes and properties, right? You're an essential member of your community, doing great things. You've practiced your craft for years. You're an expert. You're working long hours, sometimes 7 days a week. So why should you settle for table scraps? Worse yet, why should you put your family's future at risk? My mission here in the contractor fight is to bring respect back to the trades. It's to help you build the life that you want to live. And that's why I've started the Contractor Fight Club. It's for guys who need a boost to get their business on track without spending thousands of dollars a year on business coaching that may or may not apply to them. So listen, Contractor Fight Club is personalized, low-cost coaching program to help you make the leap from craftsman to business owner. You're going to learn what it means to know your numbers. You're going to learn how to get your phone to ring. You're going to be able to pick my brain about things that it's going to take to build a strong team. Whatever you want to talk about it, you get access to me, but you also get access to our monthly fight night training calls. As a member of the Contractor Fight Club, you get the fight night training calls and the library of calls that we have in the past. So all the past calls are yours. You get access to me through our private coaching app that we use. So you can message me and I reply to those every morning. So you got something you need to pick my brain on, you are good to go. So listen, go to thecontractorfight.com/fight-club to learn more about this high impact, low cost coaching program to help you kick some serious ass in your business. So I said I was going to end this with a couple challenges. One big challenge. Actually, it's just going to be one big challenge that I wrote down here. No, I'm changing my mind. There's going to be three challenges, one for each one of these things. See, I'm just adding as I go along. The first is I want to challenge you every day this week to take out a piece of paper. And the first thing you do when you wake up in the morning is you write down 3 to 5 I am statements. I'm a badass. I'm a $1 million earner. I'm a great dad. You know, whatever it is. Okay. I'm strong and confident. I have what it takes to succeed in XYZ, whatever it is. It's your thing. It's your I am statements. Every morning, I want you to write those down. All right. And carry them with you in your pocket and pull it out at least 5 times during the day and read it out loud to yourself. Read those I am statements. That's the first thing, because I want you to not allow there to be silence going on in your self-talk. Okay. I want it to be stuff that's beneficial to you and that's going to help wire your brain for success. Second thing is in your relationships. Second challenge is I want you to pick up your phone or send a text. I don't care. This week and send a message to another human being or call another human being that you might feel distance between. So for me, a few months ago, it was probably 3 months now. There's a family member of mine, my uncle, and we just hadn't talked in like a couple years and nothing happened. Nothing was wrong. And the longer the time went on, it felt more awkward for me to pick the phone up because I figured he was like pissed at me because I hadn't called him in a long time or whatever. You know, and we start having all this head trash going on and stuff. And finally, I was just like, fuck it. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I picked up the phone. I dialed him. He answered the phone. I'm like, hey, it's Tom. And he's like, hey, what's up? You know, and haven't heard from you a while. And we picked up right where we left off. We moved past any bullshit. I apologize for taking a long time to reach out and things like that. All right. And now our relationship is back to normal. And so you got to do that, guys. You got to do that. Okay. Every day that goes by that we are not connected to the people that we care about, that's a problem. So pick your damn phone up or send a text or do something and you be the initiator. You go first. Okay. Don't allow silence to separate you any more than it already has. All right. The third challenge is in your business. I want you to look at all the work that you have coming up. And I want you to make sure this week that you touch base with every single client that has agreed to do a project with you in the next foreseeable future and just connect with them this week, whether it's an email, a phone call, a text, a Facebook message, doesn't matter. And basically just say, hey, super excited to do your project. Haven't forgotten about you. Whatever you need to say, just don't let there be silence. Appreciate you guys. You rock. Make sure you head to, real quick on YouTube. One of the things we put out on YouTube here, and I want to give it to you guys for your business. We always talk about getting a 50% gross profit and stuff like that. Well, we created a really simple spreadsheet that you can access for free if you go to thecontractorfight.com/50. All right. So just go there, enter your email in, and it'll spit it out to you. It'll send you the copy of this thing where you just plug in a few bits of information. You hit enter and it tells you what you need to charge if you're going to sell your work at a 50% gross profit. So anyway, you guys rock. Travis, bring in the guitars. Rock us out. We'll see you guys next time on Weekly Fight Plan.
Want some fight swag to wear? Simply share this episode of The Contractor Fight anywhere on Facebook or Instagram using the hashtag #JoinTheFight. And our team will pick one winner each week to recognize your help in spreading the fight message.